this one sleeve
we like
rolled up.
Coladas.
Are you checking out the thing?
We like to pour them in your mouth.
Yeah, we do.
So just yeah, open your mouth wide, and I'll put something in your. Hey, it's morning.
Pretty good video, man.
Hey, man.
It's good social content right there, Nick.
Great social content. Follow me, is what they always say. You want to get big on Instagram? Follow at Nick_Scarpino on Instagram.
How many followers you got?
Right now, 31.7. I'll tell you what, though. I post on Instagram. Oh, it's my phone. Cool.
Why is it
there? I don't know. I put it
on there. Yeah.
I post on Instagram on almost, like, I go in spurts. Sometimes I know, but then sometimes, like, three times a day. For like weeks.
Yeah.
And I cannot grow on that platform at all.
It's a Kevin Coelho method.
I'm thinking of just doing bikini shots of myself from now on.
Okay.
Because that seems to me, I don't know a lot about how to grow on Instagram, but I feel like that's a good strategy for me.
Put it behind a paywall?
Just one suit bathing suits or bikinis, maybe one suits, but the ones that are like super high cut. Just see what people.
What do you need to do?
Yeah.
Is post the same photo that you're posting on Instagram, post it in a story, but cover up. All the naughty parts.
And be like, new photo up. But why would that make people subscribe? Wouldn't they just be able to go to my feed and see that photo?
Well, yeah, but then that's where you see the likes.
Maybe I'll
that's
do, where should you see I do the opposite where I make my account private, and then you have to ask to be invited, and it's exclusive.
That's pretty cool.
Like a cool Comic-Con party.
That's pretty cool. Venmo me $50.
Yeah.
To be accepted.
Everyone, Venmo Andy $50 to be accepted to my new private Instagram account. Andy and I are going to start.
What's the URL?
It's going to be Instagram.com/
Nick's
Andy
tits.
Cortez.
Nick's tits. I don't know if Jesus. Instagram would allow that.
Probably not. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the morning show. It is July 9th. It is Monday. We made it through last week. Well, I barely made it through last week. I'll get to that story for our big topic today. My name is Nick Scarpino. This is Andy Cortez.
Good morning.
We are going to be rocking the next hour with you to start the week off right. Of course, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we do the morning show, 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Some people call it the aperitif, the appetizer, to Kind of Funny Games daily.
Yeah, yeah.
I call it, let's load up on appetizers and then just skip the meal.
Exactly.
You know? Like, who cares? Like, appetizers are always the best anyway.
Who cares? Yeah.
Because you always get your meal and you're like, well, we had like five apps. Like,
We had cheese sticks.
You guys want to get some apps?
We had some chicken tendies.
Yeah.
We had some fucking
mozzarella cheese sticks. We had the chicken tendies.
Cheese fries.
Someone's always like, cheese fries, and then someone else always goes like, should we get the tostada nachos? You know, there's always a nacho guy at the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll tell you one thing right now, if you're the nacho guy,
your friends
hate you at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then when the nachos come, and they realize that the nachos are better than their meal.
Coolest guy at the table.
You're the best guy at the table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, because you always do the thing where you're like, you load up on appetizers. Everyone's having a great time in appetizers. And then there's the sinking feeling when you realize, oh, shit. We still have like $20 entrees coming. I don't want this entree anymore. It's probably going to be like, sure, it's better for me than the appetizers.
What do you mean,
the
appetizers like health-wise?
Well, you know, like I usually get steak or whatever.
Oh, okay,
but there's
sure.
always like appetizers in front of me that are just way more fun to eat.
Tons of carbs.
Like steak's
tons
better than nachos. Nachos, you got a lot of stuff in there you probably don't need. But there's also a lot of stuff in there that you do need. Just like
a lot of potatoes and cheeses in the appetizers.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And we're gonna get started on some mocktail jelly sent to us from Joanna.
Fuck, are these from? What
from
is this?
From the UK.
Yeah.
Joanna with the kind of funny sunset bridge tattoo on her wrist.
Oh yeah, she's awesome.
Sent us a lot of sweets from the UK. And so these are jellies that are pretending to be cocktail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, they're like cocktail flavor.
Yeah, they're jam packed with alcohol.
Oh, that's so fun. They're also jam-packed with sugar. I'll tell you one thing right now. You can tell they're from the UK or from Europe because they use
energy.
Instead of calories, they use energy, which is way cooler.
A great way to spin it.
It's a way better way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this is not giving you calories, which is something that you have to like actually maybe like watch out for. This is giving you energy.
It's like a sci-fi term, kind of.
Yeah.
Like in Mega Man, you take those E-tanks.
They use the K-cal.
Calories also a form of energy.
Yeah.
It means...
Calories
is like a demonized word, though. I love energy.
Like, just because if we were calling it energy from the beginning, we'd feel the same way, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying energy is bad. I'm saying energy is just cool.
All I'm saying,
cooler
man,
way of saying
it's
it.
Fucking 5 o'clock somewhere,
hey,
and
man.
I'm going to get started with a strawberry daiquiri. You want a pina colada?
I don't.
What?
No, I can't.
Oh,
I can't eat those
you
right
sure?
now. Yeah.
You could probably eat one.
Nah, toss fine. A strawberry daiquiri in my mouth, dude.
You want a strawberry daiquiri? Ooh. Ooh, that's a smell. Oh
Let
my god.
Let me smell it. Can I smell
it's
it?
It's a fucking cocktail of
it
cocktails.
It smells like a bar. Whoa. Whoa.
That's wild,
that
right?
That smells like pina culata, man. Ooh. I'll tell you that, right?
Yeah. I gotta smell it now.
Now, were you singing that song before I started singing it?
Yeah, because I read pina colada in here.
Okay. Thank you.
Pina colada.
You know how sometimes you do that? You're like, why is Jimmy Buffett stuck in my head?
Oh, yeah. All weekend, I was singing I already forgot. Look at that. Already
cool,
got it in my head.
Cooler, do we have SkyCam capabilities right now? Can you show them how these are shaped like cocktail glasses? Like little
martini
glasses?
Oh, they
glasses?
Are. I was looking at them this way.
No, you gotta look the other way.
I was looking at them like dots, but they're like, yeah.
There you go. There it is.
Here's a strawberry for you.
Put it in his mouth.
How's that taste?
Open mouth.
Pretty good.
Open mouth kiss. Almost kiss. Almost kiss. Almost kiss.
What's
then
this
kiss.
One?
Almost kiss, then kiss.
I don't know what it is.
I worry about you.
What does it say?
It, like, one says caipirinha.
It's probably margarita.
That's probably what it is.
If it's green, it's margarita.
Yeah.
But then what's the yellow
one? What does it say there?
That's a red drink.
Oh. Cuba Libre?
Yeah, I think it might be the Cuba Libre.
That you know what Canadians like that. Don't call Bloody Marys Bloody Marys?
What do they call them?
I don't fucking know.
What the hell else of the name could they be? There's another type of Bloody Mary.
No, it's just a different word
like
for
a
it.
Is that like a joke, or
No, for real. Because there's one that, my girlfriend from Canada, she mentioned Bloody Mary. Yeah. And I was like, Bloody Mary,
Elephant says they call it Bloody Caesars? Is that a thing?
Oh, Caesars, yeah, that's what it is.
I love Bloody Mary.
The other
Mary.
Type is Bloody Caesar, and it's not a Bloody Mary. Yeah, I knew there was two different types. What's the difference in the Bloody Caesar, though?
Like, here we go. Difference between Bloody Mary and a Bloody Maria. No, we're talking about Caesar. No.
This is not, we're not getting closer to God.
Here we go. Bloody Mary is a and a Bloody Caesar, a substitution of regular tomato juice with clam spiked tomato juice. That's often referred to as clamato.
The clamato, yeah, the clamato juice. Yeah, Elifwood says, no, a Bloody Mary doesn't have clam juice in it, a Caesar does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, I'll tell you right now, Bloody Mary. One of my all-time favorite drinks to drink in two separate places. One, on the slopes of Tahoe, right? Snowbike Mike, you feeling me? Are you out there right now? That's what I'm talking about. If you're on the slopes and you don't have time to stop for a meal, you're like, I'm fucking shrouping the nar-nar.
Yeah.
You know what
Shredding
I mean?
The nar?
The fucking powder is fluff. I got to get back out there, but I do want my nutrients, but I also want to get my courage juice in.
Fluff in the pow?
You get out there, you have one Bloody Mary, it's fantastic. Same can be said for Las Vegas, Nevada. You're hanging out, you're partying real hard.
You're shredding
the
nar.
You're by the pool. You need some nutrients, but you also want to keep your alcohol game on point.
Snowboarding them pipes.
You have you're surfing the pool. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Surfing the pool waves. You get a Bloody Mary in you. It's like a whole
like a
meal
lunch.
Packed into a drink.
You know what it's like? It's like the alcoholic version of that fucking,
You're fucking nibbling on the sides of this thing?
Yeah.
You're making your hands all sticky. You're going to touch the goddamn table. No, that's where I sit later when we do MCU in review.
It's sort of, what's that liquid, that juice that's like packed with all...
Goo.
No.
Goop.
No. It's, you know who would drink it? Carboni.
Oh, fucking Soylent Green.
Yeah.
First off.
It's like a meal and a drink.
Every time Carboni came over to the old studio, which was also Greg and Colin's house, he would leave a fucking container of that shit. Either in the fridge or just out, and you'd open it up, and it would be just. I'm like, we gotta throw this whole thing away.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the container, I mean
it's
the
infected.
Fridge. Just throw the fridge away.
Yeah.
Take it out, put it outside.
I don't like that.
It was disgusting. What was it? What did you eat?
Pina colada.
Oh, you don't like pina colada?
It's strong, man.
But it's got cool in it.
I wish it had alcohol in them. That'd be better.
Yeah.
That would make this more worth it.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just way too sweet. Thank you, Joanna, but I'm gonna. This one gets a hard pass.
Is this something you're doing every morning instead of breakfast? You're just going to eat pure sugar?
The candies that she sent us, yeah.
Okay. I see. I mean, it seems like for your overall health, very sustainable.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat a salad at lunch to cancel it out.
It does cancel it out. You know, if you eat salty and then savory and then vegetables, it all cancels itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how
we would feel when we would drink...
That's how energy works.
When we would drink
UK.
Arizona green tea...
Mm-hmm.
Look, we would play World of Warcraft, me and my friend CP and Caesar, and then we were playing WoW all night, eating huge bags of Flamin' Hot Fries and Hot Cheetos, But then you would drink a green tea, and all of the herbs and nutrients in there would cancel all the hot Cheetos and
that's
hot
fries. That's how tea works. That's how health works. Yeah, what's up, Tim Geddes?
What's up?
Hey, Tim.
Want to come hang out?
Actually, I'm in housekeeping. I have.
Oh, we're cool, Greg. Let's go housekeeping.
Let's go into housekeeping. Fuck it in the bucket.
I don't know. Tim's a busy man.
What kind of hotel is this?
What's shaking, bacon?
So here's the deal. I got a fun announcement tonight.
Oh, cool.
About a thing we're doing next Monday.
Ooh, feels good.
Next Monday from noon to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Pacific time.
Love it.
We will be hosting the Amazon Prime Day deal stream.
I'm so glad this went through.
On twitch.tv/Amazon. It's just going to be us. It's going to be Greg Miller. We're going to be playing with a whole bunch of video games and computer parts and all that stuff and a bunch of deals for you guys. So 12 to 4 Monday.
Now, what
Amazon
is,
Prime.
What does that mean for the shows?
Yeah. We will not be doing the morning show or games daily next Monday.
So what you're saying is we're going to be doing something better.
Something better? Something a 4-hour stream of us hanging out, playing games. I can't talk about what games they are yet, but they're cool games. And it's gonna be some real good deals.
Oh,
it's
man.
Be nice. It's gonna be real nice.
Amazon. Do we have to dress up and
Twitch.tv/Amazon.
Can we do like QVC style?
Yes.
Cool. Great.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Anyway, more information coming throughout the week, including some of the deals that you'll be able to partake in.
Now let me ask you this.
I just got the list and it's very exciting.
Let me ask you this question. I just got my tux cleaned.
Yeah.
From prom.
Uh-huh.
Should we all wear tuxes again?
Why not, dude? We're gonna be fancy.
I want to make that. We're gonna do a pre-production meeting on this, obviously, mm-hmm. but we have to have some fun with this, mm-hmm. like we always do.
Der Blitzkrieger in chat says, "Yeah, I'll pass on that one. Fuck no, you're not passing on shit. You're gonna be here.
Who the fuck is that?
You're gonna fucking be here.
Who said that?
And we're gonna watch you. You're gonna sit right there in front of the goddamn television.
Who said that?
You're gonna
that
fucking
he's...
sit on Kevin's lap, all right?
Who
and
said
you're
that
gonna look
passing?
Me in the eyes, and you better fucking kiss me. I swear to God, dude. I fucking
who
swear.
Who said he's passing? What was his name?
Der Blitzkrieger.
Cool, Greg. Ban Der Blitzkrieger for 15 seconds.
You almost said.
Der Blitzkrieger?
Der Blitzkrieger.
Whatever. It sounds.
Blitzkrieger.
Bill Kieger. Buffalo Bills. Oh my God. All this just to announce 30% off toilet papers is Simon 386. And you know what? That's a good deal.
Oh, he did time him out for 15 seconds.
You can do that?
Yeah. Okay, we always time out Ignacio Rojas.
Yeah. You know what? I have King. Time out Ignacio Rojas also for 10 seconds.
Got it.
Just 10 seconds.
I always.
How's he doing the 15 seconds?
I have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, it's like a special command. You do like, you do username,
what?
Then you do, no, you do / timeout, then the username in the carrots, like in these, you
yeah,
know those carrots?
Yeah,
and then you do, no, then the brackets, you put the amount of seconds.
Huh. Do you have to put at, seriously? Like I'm gonna time out
no,
seriously
no
Jason, because he said ha 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 ha.
No at, no
calm
at.
Down, buddy boy. You're getting a little too.
And then how many seconds? Wait, is it like this? Oh, this is a fucking power that I will wield.
Yeah, and then a space after Jason, after the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then in open bracket, you put the amount of seconds you want. So like 30 seconds.
We're going to go 20 seconds.
Do 20 seconds.
20 seconds for Seriously Jason because you laughed at someone else's misfortune.
Seriously
Let's
Jason.
Let's see if this worked out. Oh, I can't do it because I'm not logged in the account.
Oh, you jerk. No, wait, you did.
Did I do it?
I mean, yeah. I think so.
Oh, because I have admin?
Yeah. There you go.
Here's the deal, everyone. You can laugh at each other, okay? Someone gets banned, you laugh at him. Just know that what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
That was the log line of the seminal film, Boomerang.
What?
Remember that movie with Eddie Murphy?
No, I don't.
Robin Givens, Halle Berry was in it too. Boomerang. What goes around comes around.
Halle Berry was in Boomerang?
It's a great movie.
Was that after?
You guys never saw Boomerang?
Was that after Pluto Nash?
It was before Pluto Nash.
Before Pluto,
I think Pluto Nash pretty much killed Eddie Murphy's career.
Meet Dave killed his career.
A lot of people like Meet Dave.
Really?
No, a lot of people like Bowfinger.
Oh, I love Bowfinger.
I could not get into.
I love
Bowfinger.
No, I don't like Eddie Murphy's a goofball.
But you know what the thing about Bowfinger? The movie Bowfinger was sort of a sign of its time, similar to Napoleon Dynamite, where it was like this weird sort of comedy that would not hit today, but it hit at the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just like, Bowfinger is everything to the late 90s what Napoleon Dynamite is to the early 2000s.
No,
really?
Bowfinger was never as big. Like, Bowfinger was not a big splash.
No, but I mean like a cult hit, like.
But I'm saying
you're saying it's like a zeitgeist sign of the times movie.
Yeah.
It's like,
Napoleon Dynamite was not a cult hit. Napoleon Dynamite, everyone.
Was a worldwide hit, yeah, but it just, I don't know.
They're very different.
It hit at the right time.
There was a moment where everyone that was a movie-going person just decided that that Napoleon Dynamite was the thing, and we all lost our damn minds.
I hated that.
We all lost our minds. Whatever. God. Like, everyone talked like that.
Gosh, myself included. Tina. Yeah.
Get yourself a dang case of Dilla.
Yeah.
I love the uncle, Ricky, the
quarterback. What was his name?
Yeah, I can't remember, but it's
Rico. Rico is the uncle.
That guy is in so many good. He's in that. Oh man, I almost watched him in a movie this weekend. I was gonna watch Real Genius, and I think he's one of the guys in that movie.
You ever see Foot Fist Away?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Foot Fist Away.
Danny McBride is the G.
Yeah,
I watch anything he's in. Anything he's in, I watch it.
Yeah,
not his funniest work, by the way. I will say Eastbound and Down. Season one,
really?
Some of his best work.
I'd say, I'd say Hot Rod.
I think is Hot Rod is the first time I remember seeing him, and he is fucking hilarious in that movie.
Hot Rod, along with Pineapple Express. Pineapple Express is like one of my favorite comedies of all time.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, along with Hot Rod.
I watched what the hell was I watching? I think I was watching. I watched a ton of movies over the weekend because I had another brush with death, but it's not a big deal.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, whatever.
We'll get into it later.
We'll get into it later. But I watched The Goods. I finally finished The Goods.
What's that?
And I gotta say, I stand by this movie. I want to say it's an Adam McKay movie. It's directed by Neil Brennan.
The car sales.
Yeah. And it's starring Jeremy Piven and a host of other really, really talented people. Like all the people that you know from like, that are comedians.
Yeah.
Big comedians now in movies. Or like character actors now in movies. They're all in. And I started watching, I was like, God damn it, I like this movie. This movie has some really fucking funny parts. It's totally silly. It's got Will Ferrell in it randomly. It's good. I stand by it. But oh, the reason I started talking about that was at some point I watched a preview in this myriad of movies that I watched over the weekend while death was trying to come for me again.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I saw the preview for This Is the End. And there's just that one point where Danny McBride has Channing Tatum in the gimp suit. And so Channing Tatum looks up and goes, I love him. And I'm like, that was the point that I fell in love with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
That was the point that I decided, you know what, Channing Tatum?
Yeah.
You've got what it fucking takes to be in this heart.
Because most superstars of that caliber would be like, no, I'm not going to play that role. Right? But he was totally willing to sort of sell himself and be a completely ridiculous character.
Yeah.
Which was himself, obviously he was playing himself.
He's a goofball.
But yeah, but most celebrities sort of take themselves too serious. But he's like, no, I'm down to like
clown. You're not seeing Mark Wahlberg do that.
Yeah, right? Totally not. Absolutely not. Yeah.
Can't hit him? Do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah. Pop Star Never Stopping is honestly amazing too.
That was good. It was good.
I don't know why I never saw Pop Star.
It was funny. Yeah, I think you'd like
it. I know I would love it because I love Andy Samberg.
It's all done in that mockumentary style.
I love their comedy styling.
I wanted it to go a little bit more into a narrative structure, though. I was like, I want this to be kind of a real movie. And it never, I thought it was going to start with the mockumentary style and then go into a real movie, and it never really did.
Mm.
So it kind of like lost theme for me because there's only so long you can do that style where I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But Hot Rod is just a gem.
Hot Rod's great.
I like to party. He's like, my name is Nick. I also like to party. No, dude, that's my thing. Like, the part with Danny McBride, sorry, this is.
I just feel like they started so many of the jokes that are still used today. So many of the
cool beans.
The awkward he was supposed to be here. I know, right? Like when he just interrupts him, like that sort of like silly.
There's a part in that
weird
movie
humor
where the dance sequence breaks out into a fucking riot and everyone starts looting stores and then they all get away and they're like, "Wow, that escalated quickly." And it cuts to Danny McBride and he gives this monologue of how irresponsible people are and how
he's
holding a fucking TV that he stole.
You know, it's just ridiculous that this sort of thing could happen in this society.
That was the first
time. What's the song they're playing?
We can I forget, but it was the first time I remember thinking, I think I'm going to fall in love with Danny McBride. And between him and Craig Robinson, they're two of my favorite.
Yeah.
Craig Robinson also in The Goods. He plays this DJ that just keeps talking to himself, refusing to let society like tell him what to do. So every time anyone asks him to play a song, he's like, okay, and then play something completely different as just a fuck you to them. It's a really funny movie.
Interesting tidbit about Craig Robinson, Nick.
Yeah.
I remember watching season 5 of The Office and wondering, why does his voice sound so weird? His voice is kind of hoarse the whole time. And I was wondering, what's going on? Like, the whole season, his voice is like that. Did he fuck something up? Did he have surgery? Well, that was the year that he was arrested for possession of meth and MDMA and meth, and he was smoking a lot of cigarettes too.
Getting in there.
And so apparently that's why his voice is fucked up. And I knew I wasn't, like, I Googled Craig Robinson voice, and all the results pop up, like, season 5 of The Office, Craig Robinson voice, and there are all these, like, forums and shit.
He's had some issues, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
He's gained some weight.
And I didn't know about that. I didn't know about, well, he was always kind of big.
He's always been big.
He was a big dude. Yeah. But it was just, yeah, I was like, holy shit, I didn't know he was arrested for meth.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He likes the party.
He got out of it, though.
Did he?
Good for him.
Well, meth, nobody cares about that.
Why was there movement over here?
Don't worry about it. It's the camera finally coming. It's Optimus Prime over there finally fucking coming to life finally.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
I want to watch Hot Rod now, says Ant-Man.
Oh, Hot Rod's so good. Cool guy, bring this next thing up. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, X-Men First Class. That is happening today, Junior.
You sure you're not still sick?
Oh, I'm pretty sick.
Yeah.
So. I'm just fucking tired. The weekend took it out of me. We are, of course, you guys know this, we are going through all the XCU and MCU movies in review as they closely and quickly come to the convergent point where everything's back in the same family, and it's going to be fucking amazing. But if you guys want to stay current with us, obviously Ant-Man and the Wasp was last week. And if a lot of you are wondering, hey, you had a stalemate, well, Greg has to be that stalemate person. No one told him to watch the movie over the weekend, so he didn't do it. But we're going to figure that out as we go. Doesn't matter, on the XCU list, X-Men First Class this week, that'll be dropping 9 a.m. Thursday. So you guys have a couple more days to watch that. And I'll tell you, it's been really fun going back and watching these again. My perception's always just different. You come to these movies like 5-6 years later, I could have swore. I was like, dude, there's lots of shit that's different in this than I thought it was. I got a lot of criticisms of this movie that I didn't think I was going to have.
Oh, same here.
And I'm very happy about that because there's some parts of this year like, what the fuck were they thinking when they did that shot? Like, what were they thinking when that happened? But there's also a lot of amazing things, namely Michael Fassbender.
There's a lot of bad acting.
Awesome. But, a lot of really bad acting in this movie.
Jesus Christ, James McAvoy is just the best thing about this reboot.
I think Michael Fassbender is the best thing.
Well, yeah, him too. But I just love James McAvoy. I think his acting, we'll talk about it later.
I think he overacts a little bit.
His line delivery is what I love. Is this the next piece of housekeeping?
Beautiful son of a bitch. Go ahead and put this out. There it is there. Greg and I, after E3, did a doubles match on the Schmodown movie trivia show. And if you guys have not watched this, we had a great time. I'm up against the wall here. We were tired. It was Friday.
That's after E3, right?
Yeah. Don't show the scores, though, cool, Greg. Don't go too far into it. There's two matches. You guys can go over to Collider's channel and check this out. I believe it's youtube.com/Collider, right?
Well, Greg already posted it on Instagram and spoiled it. So.
Did he?
Yeah.
We fought Funhouse, and guess what?
The law won.
Daddy pulled out his first.
You fought the law, and the law won.
No, we won. Oh, right. Anyway, go over and watch it. It's really, really fun. It's not youtube.com/collider. Hold on, what the fuck is it?
Schmodown time.
No, it's not that. Where the hell is
Schmoin,
it?
Schmofinger. New movie from Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Collider Videos, excuse me. youtube.com/collider videos. You guys can go check that out. Go subscribe to them. They're awesome. And if you're into that level of competition, that high level of competition, I might add, definitely support that. Give it a like. We had a good time.
Yeah.
Tell you what, it's really turning me
on. And you were after, that was after E3, so you guys were exhausted.
I'll say this.
No, not E3. Was it?
It was E3. It was E3. Brianne, who is now their Patreon producer, wanted to do a Patreon kind of only show. And so she, that was exclusive on Patreon for a while for them. I think everyone can see it now. But yeah, she booked us on that. And I was like, I don't know how we're going to feel. I don't know if I'm going to be able to perform. But it turns out when you get two champs in the room,
yeah,
the championship, just champion greatness just comes out.
Energy is electric.
Did I bring more to the table than Greg? Debatable.
Okay.
Debatable. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say yes. A lot of people say Greg really could have just won that whole thing by himself. And really? I did absolutely nothing.
Whoa. Okay, interesting.
My brain was shit that day. I was like,
great.
I don't know what's going on, but it was great. And hopefully there will be a rematch.
The true champ
of us versus Funhouse and maybe us versus Wildberries. We'll see what happens. We'll see what's going on. Next up on housekeeping news. Pop Party Mode live, Killer Queen Black. This is an E3 Let's Play that we did. It's so fucking fun.
Can you unmute it, cool Greg? So we're the blue team, and we're taking these berries up to that corner.
We're getting those blackberries.
And we need one more to win right here. Beautiful, beautiful alley-oop, and we're just getting these kids really angry next to us. And you're telling them to suck at gold, which is telling these young children to suck it, which is fantastic.
I don't fucking
care.
They
were so young.
They gotta learn at some point.
They do, yeah, yeah.
What, you don't think one of those kids in the group likes to suck it?
Oh my god. All right, next, fuck. Next piece of housekeeping, bless you.
He's gonna figure it out eventually. Greg. You know what, guys? Junior high, high school, that's the time to just experiment with your body.
Internet's out again.
Just get out there and experiment with your body.
It's back.
It's back.
It's back. We're back.
I'm just gonna put refresh.
Next piece of housekeeping, actually, before we go on, is of course, if you guys want to subscribe to the show and get all the fun perks about that, you can use Amazon Prime to get one free Twitch Prime. And guess what? I think I didn't give mine away last month. I got to give it away this month.
Whoa.
Who should I give it to?
I mean, I always say the same person. I say you should give it to Sancho West.
Okay, I don't think I've ever subscribed to Sancho West before.
Go ahead and follow him.
So you know what? We're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Sancho West, congratulations. Yeah, practice century.
He is a. he plays on PS4 and stuff like that. This is now his full time job, and he is phenomenal at Fortnite.
Here we go. Is he good?
He is just like.
Does he want to join the fucking NRA?
Incredible at Fortnite.
Man, I played.
He doesn't need us. He destroys. So yeah, go
ahead.
Yeah,
no. So he can get us some fucking.
Yeah, he can get us some. Levels up. He can get us some dubs, man.
Let me see if I can.
He can get us some dubs for sure.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Sancho West, congratulations. Now I will say this: you've just gotten the coveted. Amazon Prime subscription, my free money. But I will say this. Don't be a Chinaris about this, okay? And by that I mean, make sure you thank me for this amazing gift that I've given you. Just like we thank the audience every day by giving you an amazing show and then giving you some time after the show to talk to us a little bit in the chat before we wrap it up. You understand that?
Go ahead and follow him too.
Do I follow him?
Yeah.
Oh, you can follow people too? Oh, look at that. Yeah, I don't think he's like the first person I ever followed. Here.
You follow Anthony Gallegos.
Well, I don't know why. Let's unfollow him.
Why?
I don't know. Is he? Oh, he's streaming now?
No.
No, that's just a restream.
Just a video.
That was 13
yeah.
hours ago. All right, let's get into the news. I'm just saying, don't fuck me on this, Sancho West. I'm saying, I am altruistic. I don't need people's gratification. I don't need people to thank me. I don't do things for people to thank me.
Yeah.
But if they don't thank me, I will never do something for them again. You see what I'm
saying?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I don't need you. I'm not trying to do a good deed for you to for you to be like, hey, like for me to expect a thank you back from me. That's not why I'm doing it.
Sure.
But I do expect a thank you back from you.
Yeah, yeah.
Or else I'll never fucking do it again.
Or otherwise, what's the point, right?
Yeah. What's the fucking point?
What's the fucking point?
Like, what? I don't care about how.
There's a great bit in the office where one of the employees, Ryan, is going. Look, I need a new manager. Like the last manager, Michael, let me do whatever I want. Lead me, but lead me when I'm willing to be led. Like it's total like.
Yeah.
Lead me when I want to be led.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
Zyger in the chat says, "Oh, the other day I learned I had 80 photos of Nick and Teddy Chineros on my phone, and I don't remember taking them." Well, Zyger, that's because you have a drinking problem, and we've been meaning to talk to you about
that.
Yeah. And by that I mean, do you, man? You know what I mean? Just be safe.
What? Oh, I thought you were gonna. I thought you're gonna
like to give him a fucking PSA right now. I'm not his doctor. Nobody should ever take my advice on anything, but always listen to everything I say and do exactly what I tell you.
Okay,
to. You understand?
Put
me?
That on your gravestone.
I don't want the responsibility, and by that I mean the legality of
no, sure.
The That's responsibility where you get in trouble. Of saying something and then having a backlash. But I do want everyone to blindly follow me.
Okay,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get those fucking cocktail gumdrops away from me, they stink.
They do stink, right?
They smell funny.
Andy, toss a green one in my mouth.
You want a green one?
I'll tell you one thing right now, man.
Get on camera.
Get on camera.
You're not gonna miss it.
You're not gonna miss it, bro. Not with that attitude. Be a fucking champion. You're a champion. You're a champion. Open your mouth. Open your mouth.
Okay, I'm gonna do underhand.
No, don't open mouth. Throw it right into his fucking mouth.
You fucking idiot. That was a good one.
Dude, it almost hit my mouth. You say fucking idiot. Yeah.
Cool, Greg. Which color do you want, Cool Greg?
You're all dumb.
Purple?
Yeah, purple.
Awesome. Here, can you give one?
Toss it! Oh, wait.
You want me to toss
no,
it?
No, don't throw it. We're gonna find those things for years.
I'm gonna throw a good, I'm really good
those
at aiming.
Those things get super hard and then they stub your toe.
I'm really good at aiming.
Just hand it to him.
All right. Good catch, Kev.
What are you looking?
Good catch.
Top news story today, can't happen this weekend. Not much happening in the way of news, but we're gonna throw this out because you know what? It just proves that Gal Gadot is,
Gadot.
Fuck, I don't care. Don't fucking ever correct my pronunciation of someone's name. Gal Gadot.
We just talked about this forever.
Nick fucking slap. He's earned
Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Yeah,
Gal Gadot. Gal Gadot. Apparently visited a children's hospital in full Wonder Woman costume. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
This comes from IGN.com. Gal Gadot visited a children's hospital dressed as Wonder Woman, as revealed on Twitter. Gadot wore the DC Heroes full outfit while visiting Inova Children's Hospital in Annandale, Virginia this past Friday. And by the sound of things, both the kids and the staff loved the superhero's appearance. You can see her, if you scroll down here in tweets from Dr. Lucas Collazo. You can see her with everyone, and then another one, a close-up of her holding a baby.
Aww. And
tell you what, her hair looks fantastic in this. Fantastic in this.
Didn't she just have a kid?
I don't know. Did she?
I thought she did.
Well, good for her. This is the kind of shit Hollywood. What's that?
No, he said her hair looks awesome.
Her hair looks fantastic. She looks great in this. It's full-bodied. You don't think so?
I remember seeing the first post and thinking her hair looked...
Who conspiracy?
Did
they get by you?
Click in that. No.
Did they fucking get by you?
Did they fucking get it by me? Get in there. Let's see. Let's see. Zoom in. Enhance.
Oh my god.
In fucking hands. Enhance. Enhance. All the way, man. We got to get all the way into the wig. Enhance. Enhance. Enhance.
I mean, that doesn't look like a normal, like the
outline. My God.
Oh my God, they got by you.
Did they
dude.
Fucking, am I?
They tricked your
fucking
you
edge.
Lost it, dude. You
I
have lost
you
it.
I thought you were joking right there when you were talking about her hair looking
like. Well, go back, because the other picture, it looks like her real hair.
And there's another picture where she's standing, like, in a doorway. And
yeah.
It looks so much like a wig there.
Let's see. Like, right there, you can see her scalp line. Let's click on the one with her holding the cute, the world's most fucking adorable baby I've ever seen in my life. The one on the right. That's her real hair.
All right.
Is it a wig? I don't know. Wigging out with Scarpino.
This is what I'm telling you right now. If you cast me, DC or Marvel, as any of your superheroes, in any of your movies.
Oh.
No, not about that.
Okay.
I will wear the costume constantly. Then you will have to be like, Nick, we told you it was illegal to take this off
back.
The fucking set.
Yeah.
And you're fired. You're actually not Ant-Man. It's Paul Rudd. But I would just show up as hospitals as Ant-Man. Like, yeah. I'm Ant-Man. And then I'd bring a little
Is that
me.
How he talks?
I'd bring a little version of me and put it down and then puff a smoke. I'm gone. Little me's there. Oh. I keep talking though, and they're like, holy shit, he shrank himself. And they're like, puff a smoke, I'm back up.
Shit, dude. How are you gonna plan all that?
I gotta get cast first as Ant-Man.
Oh, fuck.
And since Paul Rudd's doing pretty okay, I think that my chances of being... What do you think my chances legitimately of being Ant-Man or any Marvel character ever is?
Like 4%, maybe.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's more than I would have thought.
Yeah. He's doing a great job.
He is...
Like...
He is a fucking American treasure.
There's no end in sight for Paul Rudd and his dominance of just being the most likable dude on the planet.
He's just beautiful and great.
He's so funny and charming and...
He's everything we're not.
Silly and just... I love him, dude.
I really like him a lot, too.
I'd love for him to be my husband.
Having said all that, I would kill him to become Ant-Man.
Okay.
I think I'd be a great Ant-Man, too.
True champ.
I'm not planning on it, Paul, if you're watching this. No big deal, but just know that I'll do anything to succeed.
Okay.
As Ant-Man.
Sounds like a threat.
And then, just because I want to show up to the children's hospital as Ant-Man. Because I feel like, out of all the Marvel characters, Ant-Man's the one they all want to see, right? That's what all the cool kids are talking about right now.
I don't think so.
Hey man, did you see the Ant-Man?
Are they rapping and making songs?
I don't know. Ant-Man. Speaking of Ant-Man, cool Greg, bring this up. Ant-Man and the Wasp is the 20th Marvel Studios movie to open at number one, surpassing the original opening market weekend. This fell a little short of what they were predicting the box office. Opening weekend to be. They won $85 million. It came in at $76 million, which is a little disappointing, but it doesn't matter because the first one only took in $57.2 million. And it keeps Marvel's amazing record going of every time they release a movie, it's number one in the box office for that weekend. So,
what a nice little record they got.
I got no complaints.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
I fucking loved it.
I mean, I didn't love it, but
I loved it.
I really, really liked
it.
You
didn't love it? No.
It was enjoyable.
I mean, it's Ant-Man.
Yeah.
It's as good and fun as any of the lower tier Marvel movies. It's a low tier Marvel movie. Let's be honest. It's Thor. It's, well, Thor before Ragnarok.
It's the first Ant-Man.
It's the first Ant-Man. It's on the caliber with Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
You guys can see where we tried to rank it
in
the MCU in review right there. That's it for news. Great. That's awesome. So we'll go into the big topic right now, and then we'll go. We'll talk to Andy about what he did over the weekend. Let's give him the big topic graphic. Let's give him the graphic. There it is. So I went to get the second vaccination for shingles on Thursday. Felt fantastic, right? I was like, oh, I'm doing good. I was a little sick the week prior, you know, coming off of prom. I felt a little down on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We all felt a little down.
I barely sort of crossed that threshold where my throat doesn't feel like shit anymore.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, is this a smart thing to do? Should I be getting this vaccination right now with my body, my immune system compromised by the hundreds and hundreds of big, beautiful kids that came to the prom? 90% of whom I'm sure are just cesspools for viruses.
Sure.
Because they're all just out there fucking making out with each other.
Open mouth policy.
Just licking each other's inside of each other's mouths. And so, but I was like, no, I'm a champion. I can deal with it. So I get the shot. And as I'm getting the shot, the woman's like, hey, by the way, you should just hang out here for a few minutes after the shot. And I'm like, why? You didn't tell me to do this the first shot that I got. There's two shots you have to get for the shingles vaccination. Part one and part two, apparently. And she's like, well.
Is the sequel better?
No, it was worse. And I'll tell you why. Because she was like, well, I just want to see if there's any side effects. I was like, well, what should I be looking out for? She's like, you know, dizziness, nausea, seizures.
Death.
And I was like, what was that last one? She's like, well, you know, it's people sometimes have seizures when they get this medication. And I'm like, why would you not tell me that before I paid $300 to get this shot? That's supposed to make that I never get shingles ever again. And she was like, you're going to be fine. Just wait out in the waiting room. If you have a problem, like, what am I? I'm like, what am I supposed to do when I'm having a fucking seizure? Raise my hand? Like, what do you want me to do? Someone going to really know? One of your crackpot team of expert medical professionals going to see me seizing on the ground? No, they were actually really lovely.
Yeah.
Turns out I was fine. Went to Chipotle. Came back feeling fucking fantastic.
Diarrhea, but not from the shot. That's from the
Friday
Chipotle.
Hits. Like, Thursday night hits. And I start feeling like, fuck, I got the flu. I got something bad. Like, my body just, it's like, do you ever have those feeling, that feeling when you're like, I think I'm getting something, and then it's like a trap door. It just goes out from underneath you, and all of your faculties are gone. I was literally like, I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and started shivering because I was freezing. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening to me? I had to throw on like 5 layers of clothing, and for 2 days I was just gone. Whatever that was, whatever that shot was supposed to do to me, it did the opposite. It made me super fucking sick over the weekend. And I think it was because death was pissed that it missed me the first time.
Yeah.
Tried to come back a second time.
Coming back.
You know what I did? I fucking looked it right in the eye, hit him in the fucking nose.
Shit.
I hit him in the forehead, just like Ed O'Neill did in Dutch. That dude. Left a little ring print.
Never saw him.
Right in the forehead.
What movie is that? When did it come out?
A movie called Dutch. Ethan Embry, Ed O'Neill came out. Late 80s, early 90s. Great movie.
Ed O'Neill's from Al Bundy, right?
Al Bundy. Yeah, he's also on...
He's still alive?
Fuck yeah, dude. He's on Modern Family.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Ed O'Neill's had, like... That movie, that show, it just crushes. It's, like, one of the best shows on TV, apparently.
Okay. So you think it's death coming back for you.
Here's I think happened is sometimes when you get vaccinations for things, you get a small reoccurrence of those things, and my body was like, no, oh, no, sir. I'm going to fight this with all I've got. Now, the good news is I've been eating this, like, really clean diet. Said, fuck that. I feel like shit. It's burrito time.
Oh.
Got a fat fucking burrito, and I got a Rice Krispie treat that's churro flavored from this place near my house. And if you think that tastes like the best thing you've ever had in your life, you would be right. It was
like cinnamon.
Just think about a freshly made.
Let me close my eyes. Let me
close your eyes.
Yeah.
I'm going to pitch you on a little thing.
I have to hold them down because otherwise my eyes try to open.
That's fine. Rice Krispie treat, gooey, soft, maybe a little bit warm, you know,
right.
Infused with cinnamon and sugar that tastes like the most scrumptious churro you've ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now imagine it's the size of your fist. It's so big,
fucking
it's a big,
shit,
just rock. You don't think you can take this whole thing down, but you know what? You're sick, and Daddy needs a little bit of a break. You got to give yourself a little time.
That's so big.
You're gonna give yourself the whole weekend.
It's so fucking big. This.
I know. It was beautiful. And so, and basically, I was sick the whole weekend, the whole fucking dying, and ate some burritos and watched a ton of movies. And I watched It finally.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't like horror movies.
Yeah, neither do
I. So I'm like, I don't like being scared.
Yeah.
I don't like the jump scare. I feel like it's a cheap way to get me because it always gets me. Now, It surprisingly didn't implore the jump scare ever. It did. It's more eerie than it is scary, I think. Did you watch it?
I think that there are plenty of. I think if you watched it in theaters, would have felt that.
Yeah, here's the deal. Tenfold. You know how I watched it? Middle of the day, all the lights on.
On your phone.
Blinds open.
Yeah,
that
I think.
That shit would have fucking freaked me out in theaters.
Yeah, I think with the sound very, very high and having like an incredible sort of sound system around you in a big movie theater, I think you definitely would have been jump scared. There were plenty of moments where it's like, oh, fucking shit, you know?
But it's more creepy than it is like jump scary. And that's the thing is like, I think it could have been scarier. I think that, I wonder if they just dialed it back a little bit. Because they didn't go for that. Because to me, it felt like it was more about the characters than it was about the monster, which I really liked about the movie. It was very surprising that it's actually just a very, very well-made movie, and they nailed the cast. I think all the kids were fucking phenomenal. All the adults were great. I think the kids were actually better than the adults, which is very, very rare for a movie that's largely like teen cast. Shout out to Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Because he's in this, playing a totally different character. Love him in this. The girl that played Beverly, fucking phenomenal. But the main cast is just amazing.
And Finn Wolfhard also in the Ninja Sex Party music video. He plays a young Dan Avidan from Game Grumps. Remember we met them?
Yeah. They're nice guys.
It's really cool.
They have good snacks.
It's like, how did they get him in their music video?
Well.
He's friends of them. They like him.
Do they like him?
He likes them.
Yeah, he likes their content?
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I wish Finn Wolfhard watched our stuff.
Me too.
It'd be cool if he was all our friend.
It'd be real cool, man.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed it?
I liked it a lot. I have my criticisms of it. I think some of the effects ruined some of the moments. I think that they needed a little bit bigger of a budget to pull some of this stuff. There was just some moments with Pennywise that I'm like, he's creepy. Just let him play. Let the acting sit. And they decided to... what is happening over there?
I think it was fine. I'm glad it wasn't.
Like the balloons,
I'm glad it wasn't as creepy as
it was. I feel like the balloons were fake the entire time. And I'm like, why did you need fake balloons? It's just weird. It was weird. You couldn't make a fucking balloon just float.
I guess I didn't notice any of that stuff in the theaters.
I didn't like that.
I didn't like a lot of the
visual effects that they did, like post-production stuff with Pennywise, where like the camera would zoom in and like everything would go crazy in the background. I'm like, you don't need that. The Skarsgård guy, the kid that played...
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, Bill Skarsgård did a fucking phenomenal job making this character super creepy and original with his little, like, lisp, the way he talks. It's really freaky. But then, like, even the opening scene, spoilers, where the kid gets taken down the storm drain, you see his mouth open, and it's like, that's not scary, this fucking really bad effect. What's scary is a fucking clown in a storm drain. And I was watching it with my wife, and I was like, man, I'll tell you, fucking storm drains creep me out. And I was like, why do storm drains creep me out? She's like, because of the original It. That's why they creep you out. The one that was the miniseries. And I was like, fuck, you're right. I am terrified of clowns because of It and storm drains because of It and a movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space, which is fucking terrifying.
Yeah, I remember.
I feel like that scene that started off the remake was like necessary to be like, hey, this movie's different. It's going to be more violent.
It could have just been a violent movie. I just thought that I'm like,
but
this whole thing is
like
creepy.
That was to just to make it a different from the like what you remember. You know what I mean? From the original TV show.
I do think your experience was severely impacted by not seeing it in the theater, though.
No, but I just felt like the entire time I'm waiting for the kid to get pulled into the thing, and he eventually gets pulled into the thing. But the hyper violence and the weird, like the fact that it just looked super fake. Like everything else was. Anything that was done practically, I thought was fucking creepy as shit because the acting was so good and the cinematography is very good. But then occasionally it just took me out of it because the CG of his mouth, the CG of some of the other elements just wasn't very good. And I'm like, oh, that's too bad because this is really, you're really selling me on the period piece. Like, I buy that this is the 80s. I buy these kids are here in this world. Like, I'm in. And then there's just one or two elements here that they take you out. Again, didn't ruin the film for me. I loved him.
Kevin will agree, though.
What?
The woman with the flute was the most horrifying thing.
Oh, the painting?
The painting woman.
No, the fucking woman.
Fucked up, man.
And my wife pointed this out. Here's what I thought they did a really good job with. All the adults are creepy as fuck. The fucking mom that's keeping the kid medicated. The fucking librarian, creepy as shit. Everything they wear.
They nailed it. They really did
fucking,
a good job.
The creepy pedophile fucking pharmacist guy. That guy was creepy as shit.
I don't remember him.
Remember she like flirts with him, which is weird as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, well, little girl, I'll, you know,
Yeah.
Well,
creepy.
11-year-old girl.
Yeah, it was
sure.
Weird.
Not
was
the Lysander's works as Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Were they?
Yeah.
They're in high school?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought they were 12.
No, they were like elementary, middle school.
No. Yeah, I think they're in middle school. Yeah.
They weren't in high school.
I think
really? I thought they were supposed to like freshmen in high school.
No, I think they're either 10 or 12 because there was all that controversy about the gangbang.
Well, they didn't do the gangbang.
No, I know.
Yeah. I was disappointed with that. Yeah. I was waiting for the gangbang the whole time.
You can back out right now.
So Not the Lysander's works as Fire in the Sky was the movie that got him, not Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Remember Fire in the Sky?
Well, that wasn't clowns. What? They weren't clowns.
No, yeah. But he's just talking about like a different movie that did fuck him up as a kid. Fire in the Sky fucked me up as a kid.
When he like wakes up in the pod and like gets out and like sees all the other like dead people in the pods.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Yeah.
No, how about the part where they fucking put him on the table,
yeah,
rip his clothes off, and then suck him into the fucking thing, and then cut just the hole for his eye, and then put the fuck that. I'm like,
that whole thing just creeped me out.
No, thank you. But I will say this: fucking super stoked for the second chapter.
Oh yeah,
for chapter two.
Yeah. Well, all the new, all the actors.
I mean, looking at the kids and seeing who they cast: Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy. You talking about how you love him?
Love him.
He's playing Bill. Bill Hader playing Richie.
Yeah.
The kid that's like the dick shit talking.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
love it. I'm jacked, man.
Who's playing the jerk?
I don't know the actor's name, but
he just got cast recently.
Yeah, but how that guy survive?
Who? Oh, the bully?
Yeah.
No, Well, one of them was killed in the sewers.
Yeah.
The other bully.
Oh, there's no that kid. That guy's coming back.
I don't know.
The one that fell hella far.
The one with the baseball bat.
Like fell super far, like into the well. He survives.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that kills his dad? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one whose dad gets killed. Yeah. He's coming back.
Yeah. I don't know who the actor is that cast him. Anyway, shout out to that. It's on HBO right now if you guys are thinking about not watching it. It's scary. It's not unscary, and it's super violent, and there are some fucked up things, but I think it's one of those, it really resonated with me on the level of, like, Stand By Me, where it really is about the kids. It's a coming-of-age story, and he uses those themes really, really well of, like, the monsters they have to deal with, both in this, like, mystical creature, this, like, this hyper-fucking-crazy creature, and also just the monsters they deal with growing up. I think it's, like, going from childhood to adulthood, it's fucking really good.
So chat is already doing the segue for us.
Get it.
I saw Sharp Objects.
How did I not watch
episode
this
one?
Weekend? Is it good?
It is gripping and intense, and I think it is a must-watch so far.
Okay.
So it's episode one of the season. I don't know how many episodes there are going to be. I'm sure Mr. Gazman knows how many episodes there are going to be in the first season. But it's essentially about...
not a season. I think it's just a miniseries.
No, it's a season. Oh, yeah, miniseries.
It's not going to be a season two. I think it's just going to be like six episodes.
Yeah. On the HBO Go menu, though, it says seasons. Eight episodes, apparently. Amy Adams plays an older Sophia Lillis. Sophia Lillis is the redhead girl from It. And Sophia Lillis is in the movie. She plays the younger version of Amy Adams. Amy Adams is a sort of...
Oh my God, sorry. I zoned out for... I was like, wait, is there a fucking Sharp Objects It tie-in?
No.
Just the actress.
Sophia Lillis, yes.
She's fucking great.
Yeah.
She's going to be a megastar.
So she is Amy Adams plays the older version of her. Amy Adams is essentially a sort of broken, damaged character,
mm-hmm.
Who is very into self-harm. She's a alcohol abuser, but she's also a journalist from the big town. She left the small town of 2,000 people, went to the big town to become a journalist. And now she's being asked to go back to her old town of 2,000 people that live there. It's a little small town where everybody knows your name.
Right.
And essentially, the small town is all about... there was a murder recently, and then there was another murder. So the person at the big newspaper place in the big city where she lives is like, go back to your old town. There's a story there. Find it out. Figure it out. This could be huge. It's kind of a dick to her boss. So she goes back to her old town. She's dealing with a lot of family issues because her daughter... her sister apparently died when she was a kid. So the cinematography is phenomenal. There's really great directing. The acting is great. Obviously.
I gotta watch this now. Maybe I'll watch it Wednesday.
But it reminds me a lot of Arrival in the way it's filmed, where it's her dealing with a problem, then suddenly cuts to something with no sound, then cuts back immediately, and you're seeing all these images. Like she's sort of haunted by her past, and there's a lot of stuff in the movie, and it sort of reminds me a lot of Mr. Robot, where I was watching Mr. Robot, I was like, am I fucking going crazy? Like, it sort of gives you that vibe of, like, holy shit, they're doing a great job of selling you on sort of her mental problems that she's dealing with. Of, you know, she's haunted by her past because her sister died. You kind of figure out how, and her parents are really weird, and I think it's awesome so far.
All right, I'm gonna watch it.
The music, they do such a great job of like setting a tone of like with sound and imagery, and it just like makes you. It's definitely the show, Nick, where when you finish it, you're like, put on an episode of Kirby Enthusiasm,
yeah,
or put on an episode of The Office. I need a. This is like, I feel so intense right now.
Well, speaking of which, there's a new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee out, which I'm very excited about. So maybe I'll follow that up with that. You know, little dessert for the heavy entree.
Oh yeah.
I watched another movie over the weekend called Sneakers. Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's I think it was made in '92. It's a Robert Redford. It's a great cast, but it's interesting because you mentioned Mr. Robot, and that it's very much a precursor to Mr. Robot. It's about cryptography. And and like basically how the world has changed in the 80s with the advent of computer technology, and everything went online from like the power struggle going from who owns the oil, who owns the land, who has the biggest weapons, like who controls the information. Mm-hmm. And it's a fucking
some
great
halt
movie.
And catch fire shit.
It's really cool. It's kind of it's lighthearted, but it is more of a thriller. Like it's hard to describe, but it's got a great cast: Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, Sidney Poitier. River Phoenix is in it, which is great. Ben Kingsley's in it, and a bunch of great people. Mary McDonald's in it as well. It's one of my favorite movies, and I sat down. I was like, oh, it's on Amazon Prime. So I queued it up. My wife's like, oh, I think I've seen this. And she was just like, damn it, I can't go to bed. I got to figure out what this is. But it's very much about that of, like, if you had the power to break into any system, like, you would be, you could control everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could just, like, you could wipe out all debt. You could wipe out all... like any class system, you could just kill it, right?
God, I
the concept of ownership is gone, and they were screwing with that theme in 1992, which is crazy.
That's really early. That's calling it really early.
But I mean, it makes sense, right? Because when everything went online and everything, you know, it's very cool. I'm sure it's based on a book. I don't do too much research on it, but there you go.
That reminds me of this video I saw where Ben.
Mr. Yasmin says, Jessica Chastain is in It Season 2, not Amy Adams. I don't think he said that. I think you were saying that the girl that played the young Beverly is in Sharp Objects as the young Amy Adams.
Exactly, yeah. So she plays the young version of adult redheads, is essentially the vibe of it, yeah. There was a meme I saw recently that it's Jerry Seinfeld, and I think it was Larry David. And there's a waitress there, like, getting their order, and the meme, in the same sort of font of Comedians in the Car Getting Coffee, it was, like, waitresses and diners putting up with comedians or something like that. Like, they have to put up with their bullshit sort of while they record the
hilarious.
Show.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Let's see. Robin Fear was saying, what show is Nick talking about? We went over a bunch of things. I was talking about the movie Sneakers, which is a Robert Redford film. But we also talked about Comedians in the Car Getting Coffee, and Andy's talking about Sharp Objects, which is a new miniseries on HBO with Amy Adams.
Yes.
And I'm very much looking forward to it. I'm sure my wife's already watched the first episode.
It's really good, man.
Anything that's good, she, like, just sneaks it in.
HBO is just fucking, they just know what to do, man. It's crazy.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
Yeah,
it's
you're right. Office. You're right about that.
You know what I mean?
Some would say that. Oh my God, it's already 11:54.
It's very 11:54 already. Let's read some tips real quick. Do you know how to pull those up? I'll do it for you. Don't worry about it.
Muxy.
I got you.
I've never had the longing for it.
I'm glad everything just works because I hit buttons. There's only two tips today. Omega Batman has given us some cheers. Nick, after looking up your birthday, multiple websites list your birthday as 1/13/81, which would make you 37, not 38. This may have happened because A, all the websites are wrong. B, you forgot how old you are because you're an old fogey. C, you were bit by Tom Cruise in 1770, making you an immortal vampire, thus making all the jokes I make about your age last week accurate. So which is it? All the websites are wrong. A, I was born in 1980. I don't know why it says 81.
Interesting.
That's weird. I'm 38 years old.
Tom Cruise isn't the immortal one. It's fucking Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, but no, Tom Cruise doesn't age either.
Yeah, that's true.
You see him in that 15-minute-long Mission Impossible trailer that plays before every movie.
I don't care. I just can't wait.
4Carrots has given us a tip and said, Nick, I wanted to remind you of multiple highlights of our lives. The time I squeezed your butt while you were in a crowd singing Pony at KFL2. I still remember the surprise firmness of your glutes. Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. You know, I'll work on it.
This is a funny-ass gift, Corey Cundy. Andy giving the people what they want, and it's all sorts of sports.
I love it.
But it was the candy that I just threw to Kevin.
Just throwing out the all sorts of sports. Love it. Next up, we got PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO. That's your opportunity to nominate people around our community that you feel are just doing great jobs of being human beings. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend, fill that form out, and maybe we'll read your shout out on the show. Just like today, we are Diago. Marquez is shouting out Patrick Mulholland. Says, just read issue number one in Patrick's comic series Zero Jumper, and I fell in love with the art, style, and setting. Already ordering the three remaining issues. It's available in comic book stores carrying books from Alterna Comics or digitally on Comixology. Just wanted to recommend it to you guys and encourage all the best friends to check it out and support this community's creators. That is, again, called Zero Jumper, which is a dope name. And I hope it's about... I hope it's a spiritual successor.
Jumper.
Oh, my God. That's not where I was going with it, but that's even better.
Yeah.
That's even better. I was going to go Drop Zone, starring Wesley Snipes.
That's not
because
bad.
Because I love that movie.
That's pretty good.
I just thought maybe it was like he continued the story.
Oh, okay.
That'd be cool.
Like in Jumper, though, like it's a spiritual successor, and he can no longer jump. So he's a zero jumper now.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
He just has a day
he's
job.
Just a normal human
being. It's like an indie.
Yeah, he just goes to Staples.
Yeah, he's trying to get fucking Rachel Bilson back, even though she's like, no, man, I'm on Atlanta.
Works from 9 to 5, yeah.
Whatever the fuck she's on.
I need to watch Atlanta. Fuck.
That's the wrong show. She's on the Heart of Dixie or some shit like that. Giveaway time, ladies and gentlemen. Andy, tell people how they can win the giveaway time.
Guys, there are four ways you can win. One, you can be in the chat right now with us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Two, you can be a subscriber to twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you have Amazon Prime, you have a free Twitch Prime subscription. Give it to us or give it to your favorite streamer. Either way, use it. Make sure Amazon doesn't go another month without you taking their money from them. Three,
Amazon
you can,
made $87 trillion last year.
Trillion, yeah.
They can give you a free $5 to give to us.
Three, you can be a $2 or above subscriber to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Or four, you can be a $2 or above subscriber to patreon.com/kindoffunny. And that not only gives you the giveaway, but it gives you whatever is at the $1 or above level, which is like the weekly content like Party Mode, or you can watch GOG Live or Gamescast Live, all that fun shit.
It's really fun, and we appreciate your support. Of course, if you guys just watch the show right now, and you're
helps
like,
keeps the lights on.
Hang out.
Yeah.
We love you too. Remember, I gave my benevolent free $5 today to Sandra West, and as of 11:58, I have not seen a thank you come through. So,
I mean,
he'll just be the next Generis, I guess.
Maybe he's doing stuff. I don't, you know.
What the fuck are you doing? What's more important than thanking me for free $5 that I gave you and I'll totally forget about by tomorrow?
That's true. That
exactly.
is true. Exactly. Yeah.
Today, we're giving away the Crew 2 on PS4. Congratulations from the Twitch chat to late great Henry. You have won the Crew 2 on PS4. Everyone, please, thank you so much for joining us and continue being in the chats to keep those chances of winning amplified. Of course, if you guys are on YouTube right now and you want to talk about sharp objects or it or sneakers or any of the things we've talked about today in the show, please leave a comment. Let's keep the conversation going. I love hopping back in there. Sometimes it takes me a little till the end of the day. Sometimes it's like right before, you know, it's like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. The wife goes to bed. I pick up the phone while watching an 80s movie and I'm like, let's jump into those comments, baby.
Let's see what it's all about. Saying. Let's see what the people are talking about.
And I fucking love it. Remember, of course, to subscribe to this channel on YouTube if you're watching this through YouTube. And if you're listening to this on iTunes or SoundCloud or all those podcast services, make sure you like us there and give us a high rating. Give us if there's 5 stars, try to give us 6.
Yeah.
Try to figure out how that works. All right, let's go into the chat. This is our opportunity to talk to you guys. Just focus on you, the non-subscribers. Then, of course, we'll slough you to the side like a bad haircut and we'll go to the subscribers. Get Buckets says, Nick, Altered Carbon. Get Buckets. I don't know what to tell you. I watched 3 episodes, can't get into it.
Wait, what show?
The show is a mess. Altered Carbon.
Oh, right. I heard about that.
It's got a lot of great things going for it. And I think if you're looking for a cool sci-fi show just to kind of put on and not get super invested in, I think it's there. The problem is every episode introduces like 5-6 new characters. And I'm like, is this a Monster of the Week style thing? Or like... It's an overarching story the whole time. He's trying to solve this murder, but it's just everything just kind of gets thrown at you in this weird way, and it's Blade Runner esque, but it's not. I just couldn't get into it.
Who was complaining about the visuals? Was it Brian Altano?
No, the visuals were stunning.
Somebody was complaining about them. How like, I don't know. It just looked really budget. Looked like a sci-fi show.
Oh, I think it looks great.
Really?
I think it's a cool show. It's not working for me. The thing is, it piqued my interest in the first one. I'm like, okay, I'm willing to overlook some of the issues that are popping up because the concept is really fucking cool and it's executed well. It's just, maybe that's a good way of putting it. There are some their holes in the in like budgetarily speaking. You're like, this could have used a different person, or this could use a little bit more time and effort.
Sure, yeah.
But the concept is really cool, and I'm like, I want to see where this goes. And then three episodes in, you're like, it's not going anywhere. Like, where? What the fuck? There's
no, just
other shit that he's got to do, and like, I'm like, no. It would have been cool as six episodes. But it's always the same problem every Netflix show has, where it's like, gotta have 10 episodes. I'm like, wait, four of them are gonna be stupid.
Do you remember when MCU shows on Netflix mattered?
Yeah, when Luke Cage came out.
When it meant something, right? Yeah. Like, yeah, again, perfect point. The most recent Luke Cage came out, and like, I haven't really heard much about it at all.
No, it's because...
It just felt like it was a huge event, like when Daredevil...
Well, Daredevil season 2 came out. Was awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, holy shit, this could be a really, really cool new thing. And then I think, what was the next one?
I think it was Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, yeah. Which was polarizing, but I loved the first season of Jessica Jones. And then Daredevil season 2, I think is where it started going. The back nine, the back half of Daredevil season 2 was, you were like, what the f*** is happening in this? And then they just, some people like Luke Cage a lot. I'm gonna watch the second season.
I couldn't get into, I stopped watching like 6-7 episodes through. I've talked about that plenty before though. Reverse Core is doing a great job, Nick. All the gifts that he's making of us, he's submitting them to Giphy. So whenever you or anybody wants to make a tweet about us, you could search in the gifts and you should be able to find us.
That's kind really of funny. Cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Omega Batman says, Nick, watching you on a 4K TV, and I had to ask, how excited were you when TVs finally got color? Cool, Greg, ban Omega Batman for the next 35 seconds, please.
Pretty good.
We have this power now, Omega Batman, and I will wield it as I see fit. Let's go into sub-only mode. Of course, if you guys are subscribed to us, we're only going to be talking to you because we love you very much. Thank you guys for giving us your hard-earned dollars. Remember, Amazon Prime. Do it. Do it. We'll wait.
Mayor Toxin says, Andy, give us your Kawhi thoughts. We're at the point where I just, you know he's going to leave, so I've accepted it. It's not like this thing where I'm hoping he stays. In fact, I want him to leave because I want to get something back for him. I don't want him to leave for free and then, you know, get lost in free agency. I want something back for him, so I'd rather we trade him and get some young assets.
Nick, if you watched Billions on Showtime, just started it, and it is great, says Ja. Yes, Billions is one of the best shows on TV right now. It's phenomenal. I don't have Showtime, so I don't think I can watch the next season, but we'll probably get it back for that, because it's actually worth getting Showtime for Billions. It's fucking great. It's great. A-Rock86, what's up? Said, Nick, I took your advice and watched Cobra Kai last weekend. That show should not be as good as it is. Alternatively, Altered Carbon is complete trash. I have to agree. It's not complete trash.
A-Rug?
But dude, yeah, Cobra Kai, is because you're wearing that shirt. Cobra Kai, amazing. You should watch it.
Speaking of shows, Nick, I got a tweet yesterday from a kind of funny listener who said, you know what, Andy? I finally took your advice. Started watching Nirvana, the band, the show. Yeah. Goddamn, you're right.
Well, you know what's funny? When you start watching Narcos, like I told you.
There's four fucking seasons of Narcos that are an hour long.
There's two seasons of Narcos.
There's three. They're about to start season 4. There's three seasons. They're an hour long.
Oh, right. The first two had Boyd Holbrook in them.
It's 10 episodes, 25 minutes each. Get through that shit in a day.
Dude, we made a deal.
I feel like if I do come through on this, you're not going to follow through.
I'll watch it. You know I'll watch them.
No, because you could easily watch it, yet you're watching fucking season 4 of goddamn Ballers, or no, what the fuck is HBO?
Entourage. I watched the movie over the weekend, too.
God damn it.
It's good. I was down for, like, the count, man. I had to get some movies in, man.
Narcos is incredible, and Andy and everyone needs to watch it.
Okay, Omega Batman. Cool, Greg, but let's ban Omega Batman again for another 35 seconds. He has not learned his lesson. Okay. Let's see. Josh says Narcos is incredible, Andy, and everyone needs to watch it. It's true. I think you'd really like it. All kidding aside, you should watch
it. My brother loves it.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, my brother.
Because it's got Pedro Pascal in it, and he is awesome. He's the guy that played Oberon.
Yeah, yeah. The funniest thing is
fucking great.
My brother's finally sort of, not finally, but he's kind of barely gotten into the whole sort of binge watching culture.
Damn.
Right?
Good,
like,
for him.
So he was like, dude, you gotta watch Narcos, Andy. I was like, no, fuck you. You need to watch like 18 shows before I watch. Like, I've been telling you to watch Breaking Bad. I've been telling you to watch Game of Thrones. There's like a million shows that you need to watch before I watch Narcos.
You got some collateral on that one.
You got some catching up there.
You got some currency with it.
Because I've been telling him this whole time, you gotta watch all these different shows. And he's like, I just never have time.
We need to do the definitive list of like shows that need to be watched if you haven't watched them, like our top 10. Shows ever made.
True Detective season 1, Game of Thrones,
Breaking Bad. I mean, they're all going to be HBO and AMC shows, but whatever, it doesn't matter. All right, we're long in the tooth. 12:05. Ladies and gentlemen, love you so much. Thanks for coming back to us week after week, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. I know there's some lyrics after that, but I can't remember. I love you very much. I'm a little dazed, but thank you for sticking with me. And again, Shingles, go fuck yourself. Andy, thank you so much. Don't eat any more of those fucking candies. You're going to go into a diabetic shock.
Fucking so, it smells so bad, dude.
Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. PT, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. Hang out. Andy's going to read your subscription. If you're a subscriber, you're going to hear your name come out of his beautiful mouth in about 5 seconds. And after that, Greg and Tim back, Kind of Funny Games Daily. Stay tuned. Cool, Greg, please cut the feed.